Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September the 9th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The world mourns the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. A double rainbow appears over London near Buckingham Palace on the day the Queen passes. A judge orders Fauci and other top officials to produce records for big tech government censorship lawsuit. And the FBI photos of top secret documents were a setup, according to Trump. The world mourns the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Queen Elizabeth II, the UK's longest-serving monarch, has died at Balmoral, age 96, after reigning for 70 years. She died peacefully on Thursday afternoon at her Scottish estate, where she had spent much of the summer. The news of her death came just hours after the palace announced that the Queen's doctors were concerned about her health and were keeping her under medical supervision at Balmoral Castle, the British royal family's estate in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, where she has been vacationing this summer. The Queen came to the throne in 1952 and has witnessed enormous social change. Her son, King Charles III, said the death of his beloved mother was a moment of great sadness for him and his family, and that her loss would be deeply felt around the world. He said, "We mourn profoundly the passing of a cherished sovereign and a much-loved mother. I know her loss will be deeply felt throughout the country, the realms, and the Commonwealth, and by countless people around the world." Senior British royals had gathered at Balmoral after the Queen's doctors became concerned about her health earlier in the day. All the Queen's children traveled to Balmoral near Aberdeen after doctors placed the Queen under medical supervision. People continued to gather outside of Buckingham Palace on the night of Queen Elizabeth II's death. Black London taxi cabs lined the mall leading up to the palace, silently paying tribute to the late Queen. Large groups of people were seen crowding the gates of Buckingham Palace, with even some sitting on top of the Victorian Memorial in front of the palace. Queen Elizabeth II, in June, celebrated her Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years as Queen. Her eldest son, Charles, Prince of Wales, will take his mother's place on the British throne as King. Charles's wife, Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, will become known as Queen Consort. With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, the UK is now about to enter a new age. It is the end of the Second Elizabethan Age with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. And now we enter a time with a new king, King Charles III, and Queen Consort Camilla, along with a new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, a Conservative. The UK is officially under new leadership, both in the government and the monarchy. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
A double rainbow appeared over London near Buckingham Palace and Elizabeth Tower on Thursday as crowds gathered to pay their respects to the Queen, prompting many to see it as a message from God to the people. The Queen celebrated a Platinum Jubilee in June to mark 70 years of service to the people of the United Kingdom. Prince Charles, 73, automatically becomes the King, though his coronation might not take place for months. When it comes to the nefarious dealings of Dr. Anthony Fauci and others in cahoots with a globalist agenda, perhaps there is justice after all? White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and other top Biden administration officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with big tech companies must hand over the records, a federal judge ruled on September 6th. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty, a Trump appointee, ordered the government to quickly produce documents after it was sued by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with big tech firms such as Facebook. The initial discovery released on August 31st revealed that more than 50 government officials across a dozen agencies were involved in applying pressure to social media companies to censor users. but some of the officials refused to provide any answers or answer all questions posed by the plaintiffs. Among them, naturally, Fauci, who serves as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and is chief medical advisor to Biden. The government claimed Fauci shouldn't be required to answer all questions or provide records in his capacity as NIAID director or in his capacity as Biden's chief medical advisor. It also attempted to withhold records and responses from Jean-Pierre. In the new ruling on September 6, breaking the stalemate, Doughty said both Fauci and Jean-Pierre needed to comply with the interrogatories and record requests. Our quote of the day, to love God as he ought to be loved, we must be detached from all temporal love. We must love nothing but him, or if we love anything else, we must love it only for his sake. St. Peter Claver. And coming up, our saint of the day, a minister to ill-treated slaves, assuring them of their human dignity and their Savior's love. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Welcome back, students, teachers, and support faculty. School is back in session, and you can show up in style with a brand new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Have you seen the new Kia Telluride? How about the new Kia K5? They're beautiful. They also come with Kia's limited 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so you have peace of mind when you buy your new vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia. The Bulldog Kia Advantage is another great benefit you get on top of the excellent warranty. Buying from Bulldog Kia just makes sense. Visit them online at bulldogkia.com or in person on the Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or Bulldog Kia for details.
Our saint of the day is St. Peter Claver. A native of Spain, young Jesuit Peter Claver left his homeland forever in 1610 to be a missionary in the colonies of the New World. He sailed into Cartagena, a rich city port washed by the Caribbean, and there he was ordained in 1615. By this time, the slave trade had been established in the Americas for nearly 100 years, and Cartagena was a chief center for it. Tens of thousands of slaves poured into the port each year after crossing the Atlantic from West Africa under conditions so foul and inhuman that an estimated 1/3 of the passengers died in transit. Although the practice of slave trading was condemned by Pope Paul III and later labeled supreme villainy by Pope Pius IX, it continued to flourish. Peter Claver's predecessor, Jesuit Father Alfonso de Sandoval, had devoted himself to the service of the slaves for 40 years before Claver arrived to continue his work, declaring himself the slave of the Negroes forever. As soon as a slave ship entered the port, Peter Claver moved into its infested hold to minister to the ill-treated and exhausted passengers. After the slaves were herded out of the ship like chained animals and shut up in nearby yards to be gazed at by the crowds, Claver plunged in among them with medicines, food, brandy, lemons, and tobacco. With the help of interpreters, he gave basic instructions and assured his brothers and sisters of their human dignity and God's love. During the 40 years of his ministry, Claver instructed and baptized an estimated 300,000 slaves. He was canonized in 1888, and Pope Leo XIII declared him the worldwide patron of missionary work among black slaves. President Donald Trump said that a photo showing alleged top-secret files that were scattered on the floor of Mar-a-Lago was a setup by the Department of Justice and FBI. In an interview with an Indian broadcaster, NDTV, Trump was asked about a DOJ court filing last week that showed documents and papers that were scattered on the floor, and some of them were labeled as classified or top-secret. They put that there. It's a setup. It's weaponization. And it's inappropriate to do. It's a bad thing for our country, Trump said from his home in Bedminster, New Jersey, in an interview published on Thursday. The FBI raid targeting Mar-a-Lago was a terrible thing, he continued. And frankly, that's had a big impact on the population. I think it's boomeranged and very negatively on them. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. And the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.